Up next is the Seamus Collective.
I would throw you a grand parade with a thousand songs and a motorcade, just so you would know I love you so.
And Tuba for the Win. I remember ages ago, I used to follow this this band called SNMNMNM, and they used a tuba player rather than a bass player, and I thought they were great. And I was kind of curious about this one, too, because their lead singer's name was Seamus, but I don't think there's any connection whatsoever. Anyhow, so yeah, I was thrilled to hear the tuba for this one. I imagine that that's linked in with the whole idea of a parade. Where they have kind of tubas and the marching bands and stuff like that. With this one, I thought the kind of the verses, anyway, harken back to the girl groups of the 60s, like the Shirelles or the Ronettes or the Chiffons, you know, One Fine Day and all of that stuff. And I love, love, love that stuff. And I just thought that this song had a really good feeling. So, yeah, I'm perfectly happy with the song, and I'm going to vote for it.
I slightly disagreed with you just because I thought not 60s girl groups, move a couple of years further down the line, I heard a lot of Karen Carpenter in that vocal. This, like, I'm listening to it and immediately it screamed out to me, Yesterday Once More, which is kind of apropos because this is kind of a song that is in some ways, you know, a little bit of a song by memoriam for their lost member, you know, RIP to Evil E. And it's not my favorite song in the fight, but it's pretty good. It has its charms.
Yeah, this was not my favorite song either, but I did admire how it was put together. The synth tuba I thought sounded great. And I spent a fair amount of time trying to figure out the name for the term when you sing something like a lyric and all of a sudden there's a sound or something that goes with that at the same time. Like when they sing parade, there are trumpets that herald like right on the word parade, like sort of perfectly. And I racked my brain for the longest time trying to think of what the term for that is musically, but I could not.
Oh, I know this term, and it's gonna now it's gonna kill me too.
It's a Nerine challenge. I think it was prosody. Prosody is that?
No,
is that it?
No, not it. No. Gosh, what is it?
Well, while you're thinking of that, you're pretty certain it was a synth tuba. I somehow that didn't clock to me as a synth tuba.
Oh yeah. Well, I wrote down synth tuba, so that must have been what I thought.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I think they actually have a tuba.
Oh wow.
I thought, yeah, if nothing else, I mean, it would have been sloppy isn't the right word, but I thought it was a little, yeah, I guess, I mean, potentially even a synth tuba can be sloppy if you're just playing it live instead of, you know, programming it in. You know, I plug everything in on the piano roll whenever I do that stuff. So I just assume everybody else does, but maybe not.
I just submitted a last minute G&G track, which I recorded to a click. but yeah, it was very sloppy. It's easy to be sloppy when you're playing live, but it's you also get good groove and feel when you do it that way. So I feel like there are pros and cons.